Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sige, ikaw na mag-introduce, go. But I'll start.
Okay, okay.
Obviously.
Go.
Parada, para!
Hello, Lisha. Welcome to another Tres Leches.
Yo, what's up?
What up, man? What's up, Rika G? How are you?
I've been great. It's been really warm here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And nasa Philippines ka ba?
Yes.
Nasa Philippines ka, diba?
Yes, yes. Same time. And of course, for all the listeners of the Halala Show, Tres Leches is where we interview the coolest people, the most interesting and most talented, more talented than us, usually more
That's
successful,
true.
Usually richer,
actually.
More financially stable than
stable,
us.
Stable, emotionally stable.
Yes, all of the
probably
above.
Probably in like great relationships and
exactly.
great bodies.
Probably
right?
Some might be married. Some might be big on TikTok. Maybe we'll have both of them on the show.
Ooh. Ooh, you trying to tease us, JC? Hey, are you trying to tease us? All right.
Today on the show, we have the ladies of Camp Confidence. We got to do the formal interview.
Okay,
Lisa, Lana Sebastian, serial entrepreneur, owner of Lana PH, Mink PH, Tala Ala PH, Everything PH, lahat na, buong Pilipinas.
Lahat
ng
PH.
Manila, Ambush Clothing. And of course, Ayin Bernos, Morena the Label, Ideology Studio. We've talked about her before. Has a cult following.
A cult on TikTok. Following. Global.
No, just kidding. Oh, millions of people follow her on TikTok. We have Ayin and Riza of Camp Confidence.
Hi, Ayin.
Hello. Hi,
Riza.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for having us.
How are you?
Thank you for joining the podcast, the very organized podcast. We have been researching for 2 months now. We are prepared with scripts and sound effects. We were just telling them before we hit record that we are the opposite of their podcast, because we usually, JC and I, we record on a Monday and we also talk about what we're going to talk about maybe like 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
And then we upload on the day itself. But you know what? Today is going to be super special. We're going to know more about you guys and of course your podcast. We can't wait to talk about it. So how are you? Let's start with Riza. How are you? What have you been doing?
I'm great. Super busy. As of the moment, I am in the middle of transferring houses. Very, very soon. Plus, we are cooking two more businesses as of the moment. So, kalurk lahat. But good. Thriving. Still alive. Still sane.
Are you the type of person who thrives in that kind of chaos?
Yeah.
Or because
sometimes I thrive in chaos, but oftentimes I thrive in planned things.
Planned chaos. Is there such a thing?
Chaos. I love that. Yes.
How about you, Ayin? How are you?
Same. Pero grabe si Riza. That's why I like having her as a co-host. Kasi every week, may bagong brand, may bagong kung ano.
Ang daming ganap sa buhay.
Kaya napapa-step up rin ako eh. Well, for me, just business as usual. Morena the Label. We just launched a new collection. Chapa TikTok for me.
Yes.
Every now and then.
Way to go.
You know, Ayin, we've been we've known you for a while. Well, we haven't met in person ever, but we've talked about you and Morena the Label way back 2018 pa yata, no, Rika? We were talking about you. So I guess let's start with, since you're both entrepreneurs or serial entrepreneurs, as Riza identifies as, collecting businesses, parang Thanos na. I'm just gonna collect all the businesses.
In a snap.
let's start with both of your, origins, since we're, making a little Marvel reference, your origin stories for your first ever businesses. Riza, was Lana PH your first business, or, what was the first thing that you ever really started as a business?
Well, actually, our first ever business. Well, nung araw, hindi as in yung mga racket-racket ko. Mm-hmm. I used to host. I used to go for gigs for wedding singing, mga ganyan. Basta lahat ng mga racket. I'm a mm-hmm. racket girl. Pero I've been a hotelier for the longest time. I have been in the hotel industry for 5 years. And then, nandun yung mga rackets on the side. Yung mga nagbebenta ako ng mga pre-loved clothes, mga ganyan, stickers, lahat. But our first ever legit business with my ex-boyfriend, now husband, mm-hmm. is Wim Manila. So we started...
Parang kinabahan ako dun eh.
Diba? We started Wim Manila 2014. We were selling customizable phone cases back then. Because you... I'm not sure if you know about yung mga Casetify before. Yeah. Basta yung mga mahal, mga Society 6, ganyan. Tapos ang mahal-mahal. Eh ako, kuripot ako by nature. So,
same.
Sabi ko, ayoko kong gumastos you went ng to the super same, mahal.
You went to the perfect podcast. Yeah. Me and JC.
Diba? So, ayoko kong gumastos ng mahal just so I can customize my phone cases. Hence, ginawa namin yung Wim Manila. So, we mm-hmm. customize phone cases. And then, nung dati kasi nung araw, ano lang, Samsung and Apple lang, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, nakakahabol kami. Pero nung dumami na yung mga ano, parang every month merong bagong phone na hindi na namin kaya. So, that's where we paused operations for Wim Manila and then we started Lana PH 2017. So,
cool.
And then after that, tuloy-tuloy na. Actually, I've been seeing a lot of the Mink PH ads on Instagram. And I'm like, I should... You know what? That's... I saw that ad last year about like putting... What is that? The scrub for your butt cheeks?
Booty scrub.
Yeah.
The booty scrub, right? So, syempre, ano, bilang kuripat ako, say ko, I feel like I can do that on my own. So, I made my own. But alam mo yun, yung parang nagkaroon ako ng awareness that yeah, it is still part of your body that you should take care of. I mean, exactly. Even if it's like down there. Mm. But yeah, anyway, that's really cool. Okay, and so how about you, Ayin?
Yung Wim Manila, before we go to Ayin, Wim Manila does stickers then, because I love stickers. So, I just want to say that's really cool, man.
JC goes to like sticker cons.
I go to sticker con. Pre-pandemic sticker con. So,
All of our staff as well, lahat ng mga graphic artists namin go to sticker con. Tapos parang sila pa yung sila pa yung nag-help sa amin na pumili ng printers, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Fun.
And of course, Ayin, what's your origin on a story?
My origin story. Well, so now kasi diba I sell t-shirts. My very first business venture, I actually also sold t-shirts. by the way, alam niyo ba na schoolmate ko si Ate Rica? That's why I can't drop the ate because I've always called her.
You have to. Because what? It's like, am I, what, 1 year?
One year older.
1 year lang naman. Tanggalin mo na, Ayin!
Kasi parang alam mo yun, yung I was born to call older people ate.
Parang, older by 1 year. Alam mo, kung i-ate mo ako, dapat ikuya mo si JC.
Oh my God.
Cannot be!
Ate, kuya.
Madam. So ako, tita na. Ano na tayo dyan?
Anyway, so nung nasa Holy pa ako, or school, or high school, there was a concert called Band Aid. Tapos one of my friends, some of my friends joined, and then I made support shirts for them. So that was my very first one. Sabi ko sa dad ko, I was like, here's my business plan. I will need to borrow this much money from you. Tapos I went to Divisoria, got them printed, and then sold them to school discreetly kasi bawal. And then I said, you know what? One day when I get my own business, I'm gonna frame this ganyan. Tapos malay ko ba, I would end up selling t-shirts again 10 years later. But yeah, that's my origin story. And as far as Morena is concerned, it was really merch for my community. Kasi nga, you know, I create videos for Morenas. You know, I talk about colorism a lot. So that's why I wanted to create something that will bring us all together. So that's why Morena the label is what we have right now.
Yeah. Can I just ask, so with Morena the label, when you started that, did you already have that kind of awareness that you should be proud of your skin color and, you know, because in high school, I remember I would always be shy. I mean, we were in the same, like, we were in swimming teams.
Yeah.
So it would always be like something, it was always an issue. But it's great that right now, that's really how, that's your message, your advocacy, right? Mm-hmm. But before, how did that start? Like, how did you start convincing yourself na parang, no, actually, I should be proud?
Yeah, I started because I was feeling really bad. You know, I didn't want to go go on with my life hating my skin. So I started learning more about it. And then for my thesis in college, I wrote about colorism and language because I took linguistics. And then once I was more informed about it and I realized it was bigger than just being bullied, it was bigger than just, you know, feeling bad about myself. So that's when I started being more vocal about it, at first on the internet lang, and then eventually through Morena the Label. So it really became my thing because I remember being a kid nga and being dark skinned, a swimmer pa. So I feel like I let go of a lot of opportunities because I was shy and I don't want other kids to feel the same way. So if, you know, I could do something on social media at least, then yeah, I'd like to talk about that. So yun, nagkaroon talaga ako ng awareness also through Morena the Label. Like every day I learn something new. Every day I feel a little more comfortable and a little prouder. Yeah.
You know what I like about, both of your you have so many businesses, but just in general, that you connected your true to life advocacies and beliefs and incorporated into your business model. So Ayin, for example, colorism, Morena the Label, Syriza naman, Kuripot, so I'm just kidding. But Riza, you also your products also you focus on zero waste lifestyle, and that's something that your brands reflect as well. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us as entrepreneurs how important it is to connect your beliefs to your brand? Because we've seen too many times people just sell things dahil maisipin nila. Let's make a quick peso, a quick buck. Because it's what's hot right now, but to really put your beliefs into a brand, sometimes that can be difficult. I'm sure you had struggles, both of you, kind of pushing your brands because it might receive resistance from people or whatever.
Well, definitely for me, it was a challenge. Because for me, when I started Lana PH, I just wanted to have a skincare. Yun lang, sobrang babaw. I just wanted to have a skincare. I just wanted to have to sell sunblocks that's not sticky on the face. That's it, period. I started Lana PH June 2017. And then I was introduced to the zero waste lifestyle. I actually called myself the imperfect zero waster because
it's
gonna
that.
Be perfect ever. Mm. And that's also one of our advocacies as well. Because every single thing or every small thing that you can do for the planet, all those good stuff. Mm-hmm. Tapos, I was introduced to the zero waste lifestyle December 2017. And then I realized that as an entrepreneur, I always have to anchor myself with my why and with my values. And then I realized na sige, dapat. As a business, kung ano rin ako as a person, ganun din. Sabi nila, extension daw talaga ng business owner yung businesses nila. And ganun ako sa lahat ng mga businesses ko right now. It's a piece of my personality in every single business that I have. So ayun, I think it was really important for us as well to educate people. Para din, kumbaga kasi ngayon, anyone can sell skincare, anyone can sell stickers, but yung advocacy kasi behind it is very important kasi as a business you always have to give value to people, not just with your products, hindi lang to benta ng benta, but you also have to educate, you also have to inform people of the things that they need to be informed of. So ayun, nakita ko na very essential siya sa pag-grow ng business kasi ayun nga. Honestly, kahit ako personally, I look into the mga values ng brands before I buy it. Kasi I always believe that. It's universe.
Yes, contestant number 12. Thank
with
you
universe,
for that.
Yarn. Ayun, so I believe na yun nga, every single peso is a vote for your values.
Yeah, so. Actually, I really like that you mentioned that you're the imperfect zero waste lifestyle. Ano bang tawag mo sa sarili mo? Imperfect?
Zero waster.
Because I remember a time, maybe a couple of years ago, when that was really big. You know, a lot of people are talking about you should have, you know, metal straws and reusable this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then over the years, I've come to realize that it doesn't actually have to be your whole lifestyle. It can just be that one little thing that you do. And for me, I kind of agree with that. But what are your thoughts about that? Because obviously we strive to, you know, to save this planet. To be less wasteful. But of course, for me, I can't do it 100%. So right now, the only thing that I could do is the metal straw, and then that's it. To be honest.
For me, kasi, a lifestyle doesn't need to be stressful. So it's your choice. It's your life. It depends on how you can carve it. Kung ano ba yung mga lifestyle, kung ano ba yung mga zero waste switches that you can do. And that's fine. At least you are contributing no matter how small it is. So
actually, I've met people who literally practice a 100% zero waste lifestyle. More power to them. Hirap eh. I mean, they cannot, they sometimes they refuse to accept deliveries dahil sa packaging.
Right,
they use tape. It's very intense, no? It's intense and intense.
And it's also I agree. Lalo sa akin, kasi we are an e-commerce brand. So, dami talagang mga choices na, alam mo yun, hindi ko maiwasan just because I want to be zero waste.
Yeah,
I remember having that, talaga, ano, that one argument dilemma. Before I saw that one argument about, they're asking you to buy all of these reusable stuff, but are you really going to use them? So now you have more waste in your home that you're not using, even if it's something quote unquote reusable. Yeah, it's actually something that we can talk about for like an hour. Yeah. I feel like.
Nalala niya time na ano, everybody were giving away straws na metal straws.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Give away straws. I had like 10.
Exactly.
Now I have 10 straws.
And did you notice that they're wrapped in plastic? Most of them. Diba? Yung parang,
True.
That is so true. Actually,
give away sa events, no? Dati flash drive, ngayon ano, metal straw. Now what is it? Ano ngayon, ano, face mask?
Oh, I remember those ano, yung giveaway na pamaypay that you can twist and then it becomes like a tiny circle you can put in your bag. I love those.
Where did they go? Parang nawala na lang sila all of a sudden.
Landfills. Landfills.
That's so sad.
Sakit.
And then moving on, Ayin, you spoke about your origin story behind Morena, the label, but I remember your first few t-shirts, you know, I like my tan tita and all those. I mean, do you have a personal story, like a really personal story as to why the quotes that you come up with for your shirts and, you know, your body positivity quotes that you add onto your apparel? Where do you find the inspiration for your designs?
Yeah, mostly from personal experiences. So when I started, meron akong t-shirt that was called I Like My Tan Tita, and that was my passive aggressive way of showing up to reunions. Like,
yes. I like my tan, round of applause, tita. Everybody. Yes.
Parang, I don't want to argue with you, but just saying, stop commenting on my tan because I like it. And then recently I released this collection with parang embrace your flaws. But what flaws? What flaws are you talking about? Kasi I got this, parang, it wasn't even my post. I was part of the music video kasi of Quest. And there was a part there and I wore a sports bra. And I'm flat-chested kasi. And then I got comments dun sa post ni Quest. It wasn't even on my account. People were like, walang boobs, dalawa yung likod. And I was like, can you not? First of all, this isn't even my account. So why are you commenting on my body? So I was so angry that I created t-shirts. So for me talaga, outlet ko na parang, okay, you wanna
love that.
You wanna make me mad? Let me capitalize on this.
Yeah. I wish we could all do that. Just the other day, I was ranting about Stop asking me if I watched Cruella already, okay? I will watch it. I wish I could make a shirt and like sell it and make money off of it.
Ian, you're like you're like the Taylor Swift of t-shirts, no?
I know. All the pain. Olivia Rodrigo is shaking.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
I should make that my bio.
Oh, yes. Yes. I actually did not know that that's how you make your shirts. But it is, I mean, like, now that I know that, it makes sense because you're so passionate about it. And I'm sure it's not just you who's thinking that way. So I'm sure there are a lot of people who like to, you know, strut that shirt and wear that message because, I mean, like, I like my Tantita. I wish I had that shirt when I was a kid. I wish because people kept telling me that, you know, the thing that really stuck with me all these years was never wear pink kasi hindi siya bagay sa morena. And I'm like, eh, paano kung gusto ko mag-pink? Diba? As in, sabi nila, things you should shy away from when, you know, you're morena. Yellow, pink,
orange,
white. Yeah, why all this time? And I'm like, no, all of my shirts are freaking white. Sorry. And then before, I actually found it really nice, my tan, because I had a lot of tan lines too. Yeah, and I loved showing that off before. Because I feeling ko, I'm such like, alam mo yun, parang, oh, you know me, just being on the beach or whatever.
True.
And actually, I remember, in case you don't know, Riza, we on the Halala show, we have something called the TTs, the trending topics. And one of the TTs a while back was the skin whitening ad. Yeah, it was crazy. And I think it's great that, you know, brands like Moren and the label are kind of taking a stand against the, like the, what's that term, Ayin? You're more familiar. Like the, you know, like the love for white skin here.
Just the whitening industry in general. I think it's the messaging that's wrong. Like you can sell that, but don't put people down.
That is true. I was about to ask you because I saw this one very famous, basta parang they're selling something for stretch marks. And then actually the whole message was really nice kasi parang very technical, scientific na, oh, stretch marks develop because of this and that. But at the end of the ad, before you go to the next Instagram story, ang last line was, you know, to make your stretch marks look normal. And then next story. And I'm like, that's the kind of messaging that's dangerous because you think in your head that it's not dangerous. But if you really think about it, they just said that stretch marks aren't normal. Yeah. But because that's the last line of the ad, parang you don't think about it anymore. It's like, I don't know, mind tricks, Jedi mind tricks or something.
But marketing strategies.
Napaulit ako dun sa Instagram ad din. I'm like, what did you just say? I thought you said that stretch marks develop because of this and that. And then you say that to make it look normal, use my product. It's a little weird.
You remember
that brand? I
saw that. Name drop it?
I saw that too.
I don't want to name. I don't want to name drop it because I feel like.
Well, we could cancel them. You want to cancel them today? You want to cancel someone today?
You've seen it.
I got
right?
my Twitter.
I've seen it.
No, JC. surface level. Diba, surface level. You think that nothing is wrong, but it's really the messaging. And I'm sure people because I would. Love to, you know, I don't know, like try it out or something. Pero parang medyo na bother lang ako doon with the last line. I actually formulated a tweet, but I didn't send it. And I'm that kind of
lang.
Yes, that's a draft lang siya, but only because I don't want to, I don't know, put a spotlight on the person. It's more of the messaging, really, that's the problem. So I kind of agree with that thing. Yeah.
Kasi yung, for example, mink. The reason why ano rin, parang I like how Riza runs her businesses. It's skincare. It's still skincare. It's still, you know, dealing with people's insecurities. But when you look at their brand, social media presence, it's never putting down people. It's like encouraging people to explore, you know, how else they can take care of their bodies, their skin. So parang for me, I'd rather have that. I'd rather support a brand like that as opposed to parang may mali sayo, you need to change yourself, you're ugly, therefore you need to use our product. It's like, why? I'm not ugly, but maybe I want to change this, you know, give me that option. Parang plastic surgery ran.
Yeah.
True.
Ang ganda ng feed ng Mink PH, by the way, Reese. I just want to say
Thank you.
The way it's all formatted. Galing, ah. Anong gamit?
Super career. Super career kami.
Well, actually,
preview
gusto
app.
Gusto lang ni JC malaman.
Hindi kasi,
Planoli.
No, because before, I don't know about Rika, but before, sabi ko, I'm gonna make my Instagram look nice. You know, I'm gonna match the colors.
I use preview.
The shit is so hard to do.
What app do I use?
Oh, so super effort talaga.
Yeah.
Pero to be honest naman, I have an entire team behind me. Okay, I don't do everything naman. So, tsaka ang galing talaga ng team ko. I-flex ko lang yung team ko. Magaling talaga sila.
Someday, sana may team din tayo.
I know, right?
Talented.
Dude, we always say that we have a team of 70. We have like researchers and scriptwriters. But
70 minus 68. That's always our joke. But hopefully one day we reach those levels. Actually, this is a good way to segue into the, you know, we want to talk about social media. Of course, there's a lot of good that's come from it. Also, a lot we can talk about negative side of it as well. But let's start with Aileen, of course. Out of all the four of us here, I'm going to guess she has the most TikTok followers. combined. 2.1 million on Aileen Pero Tagalog, plus 680,000+ on just the Aileen Bernos TikTok. And then YouTube, you've been, because that's where I first, fun story, we were looking for a DJ sa RX in 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were tired, Rika and I were tired of like the flame outs that would come in and they would stay for maybe, you know, half a year.
A couple of months.
And then I don't know where I found your videos, YouTube.
I think YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, but I forgot how I stumbled upon it. And I was like, this girl sounds great. And she seems to like have personality. So I reached out to Aileen and I said, hey, you want to, you know, consider auditioning. But anyway, so you're also...
And then 60, I moved to Spain.
Yeah, you moved to Spain. 60 plus thousand YouTube subscribers. Aileen, how did you grow? You just did this in the last year, buddy. How did you do that?
I started December.
December?
Wow.
6 months.
And then, okay, so do you remember...
Something.
Do you remember the viral video, quote-unquote, the thing that blew up, the video that blew up?
You know, are you guys on TikTok?
We lurk.
Sometimes I actually just posted one yesterday, but it's really more for just me. Yeah. You know, like a burner account.
Yeah. I go for the pretty girl dancing videos. That was crypto video, cryptocurrency.
And then gaming that videos.
Gaming. I was cooking. Yeah. That's Aileen.
Yeah.
Minsan si Aileen lilitaw lang.
Yeah, because with TikTok, every day there's a new viral video. So I didn't think it was that fast because some people told me, you know, get on TikTok, it's super fast. I didn't realize that fast.
Yeah.
So the first one was, well, I only had Aileen Bernos at first and my content really was about self-love, confidence. So I posted a video just following a trend about what I did after my breakup. So I talked about how I moved to Spain, I started a business, blah, blah, blah. It was like a 60-second collage, parang montage lang of videos of what I did after. And then I woke up the next day to 1 million views. And I was like, what?
Wow.
What is happening?
So yeah, then TikTok is crazy.
Right?
Honestly,
It was super fast. So I was like, okay, let's hop on the momentum. So I started creating more daily reminders, stuff that I would write on my journal. I would share just as a random post. So they're all under 1 minute. So because it was so fast and low maintenance, kaya ko siya gawin every single day. And then I grew that account, I guess, to about 100,000. And then people started asking me because they found out na I was an English teacher in Spain. People started asking me grammar questions. So I told them na I'd rather explain it to you in Tagalog. So can you go to my Tagalog account? Because I created a Tagalog account just for... ano lang, parang dump account. Sabi ko, you know, pagka gusto ko mag-story time, pag gusto kong yung walang kwentang content, I would put it there. So then people started asking me grammar stuff on Aileen Pero Tagalog because literally Tagalog yung account na yun. That blew up. Yun talaga yung, I was so shocked because I didn't realize how many people wanted to hear about random grammar stuff. You know, they wanted English lessons, but bite-sized and explained in Tagalog. Mm. So overnight, I grew to like 100, and then all of a sudden 300, 500, 1 million. So it took me about 3 months, I think, to hit 1 million. And then a week and a half later, I hit 2 million.
Wow.
It was like, what the heck? Damn.
With that kind of with that kind of attention on you, obviously you would have like, you know, like the haters here and there. I think it's like already expected. But what's the most, just to be positive so that we can stay positive, what's the most amazing thing that's happened because you have that kind of following on TikTok?
Honestly, like I get so overwhelmed by the messages. People call me Teacher Ayin, as in Teacher Ayin.
Sure.
But like when people say stuff like, you made me want to learn again, you made me want to study, because I feel like for the longest time, I always thought na I was dumb kasi hindi ako magaling sa math, sa science. Tapos, I only discovered that I wasn't that dumb naman pala. And in fact, I was kind of smart when I grew older and I was able to actually apply my, you know, what I know about language sa work ko. So I wanted people to also have a deeper appreciation of just learning through my TikToks, and yung the fact na they're less intimidated, they're more confident. Sobrang napaproud ako. I'm like a proud mama when people start posting their selfies sa tag nila. Ako parang, I'm confident na like Ayin Bernos. Ganyan. Pero, yes, aww, wear that bikini. Yes, mag-bikini ka. Huwag ka mahiya sa stretch marks mo. Yes, mag-English ka.
Yes.
Yung mga ganun, when people start doing stuff because they say na napanood nila yung TikTok, parang, yes, please. And it's just super nice.
That must feel amazing. I think like, you know, like even a normal person just as yourself can be. I always say this, that I feel like you're the biggest influencer in your small circle. Like let's say your circle of friends, your family. You don't have to have like a millions of followers to actually influence somebody. You can be an influencer and can be something like that in your own circle, right? Mm-hmm. Na parang people are inspired because of you. Actually, so okay, so you were an English teacher in Spain. So you do know like another language, right? So when you were there, a little bit. Kasi ako really right now, I'm really struggling on because I've been studying another language for ano ba, October, ano na ba? 8 months. And I feel like parang stunted yung growth ko because I'm super not confident when it comes to speaking.
I'm learning Korean.
And kasi I'm planning on like applying for a scholarship. So anyway, I've been learning Korean, but feeling ko stunted talaga yung ano ko, yung language learning ko, because I don't know, feeling ko pagtatawanan lang ako. I don't know how to get past it, honestly.
Wait, which level are you in now? Anong kaya mong gawin?
My teacher said when it comes to writing, I'm already like intermediate, but speaking like from the top of your head, like speaking actual words, medyo beginner-ish level. But when you're writing, like I could honestly like write a diary.
Isn't that harder though?
That's so cool. Isn't it harder?
I don't know. You know, it's such a weird thing because I'm a visual learner too. So it's better for me to learn because I'm writing words. And I've been chatting with people from South Korea in this app. I don't know if that's safe, but I don't really divulge any information, but I do just, pero alam mo yun, yung parang hirap magkaroon ng confidence when it comes to speaking another language. I feel like I'm parang naging ano to eh, no? Naging therapy session. De, pero I feel like I'm pretending. That's how I feel. Diba?
But what's so wrong about pretending though? It's so fun. Just pretend you're a K-pop star. You know what I do? I talk to Google Translate.
Oh, me too. Oh my gosh, kachat ko siya. My Google Home is in Korean.
Right. That's all I do. Yeah. Kasi parang and then, you can have conversations. Tapos sasagutin ka ganyan.
I'm cute, yeah. Actually, I do that too.
Yeah.
Pero,
actually, speaking of language, yung ayin pero Tagalog, what I seem to notice in the comment section, like you mentioned, is that people are asking for tips on how to pronounce words correctly. And it's something that I feel very passionate about. But on the other side of things, kasi hindi ako lumaki sa Pilipinas, and I learned Filipino kind of late in life. But I would always try to practice it. But then, you know, you'd always get the comment, oy, para, bakit may accent ka?
We feel
But on the other side of things naman, Ayin, and I guess, Risa, if you have any thoughts on this as well, is there is some sort of, like, I don't know, a crab mentality or something when Filipinos don't speak English in a certain way that is expected. Mm-hmm. Parang that's the English accent, and I'm glad that your TikTok is kind of addressing that, and at least, you know, giving tips on how to maybe correctly pronounce a word. But you're not, you don't ever look down upon people who don't pronounce it correctly or whatever. But do you have any thoughts on that, both of you?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the reasons why it's hard for some Filipinos to learn a language, or anyone really, parang si Ate Rica.
Ate Rica, Ate Rica.
Parang, you know how, parang...
Ani Rica.
Ani.
Parang, if you're like insecure na nga, or you don't feel as confident speaking the language, kasi baka sabihan ka ng comments, or baka may masabi about you, then it's harder for you to learn. So that's an extra barrier na you have to jump through para lang jump over, para lang matuto ka. So what, yung ginagawa ko at least for TikTok, it's like a safe space. You are free to ask. If people make fun of you, I will fight them. I will block them. And I have done it a lot of times. As in, sometimes talaga, I really try to make it a point na the whole point of learning is being comfortable with being a beginner. Na parang, if you're not good, that's because you're learning, and that's okay. So for me, I make sure na yung culture sa community ko on Ayin Pero Tagalog is, wala kayong pagtatawanan na tao, kasi yun yung nagiging reason bakit ayaw na matuto ng mga tao eh. So ayun, sometimes I would reply to comments na mean na papatanggol yes. ko yung mga inaaw.
True. Yes. Chapa, may just also add na I think that's also why Ayin blew up, kasi she's such a life cheerleader in general. Parang sobrang personality niya yun. Tapos parang wala, quick story time lang na ito talaga yung first ever podcast na sinalihan ko or ginestan ko in-invite ako ni Ayin to be her co-host sa Camp Confidence. Actually, nag-shake pa ako noon na parang, oh, kaya ko ba talaga to? Kasi I used to do speaking engagements, but never in my life did I imagine na I would host a podcast na, alam mo yun, parang co-hosting it with Ayin Bernos. Pero yun nga, she's just a life cheerleader talaga in general.
Yeah, so how did you guys,
kapag pinanghihinaan ako ng loob, if I don't have confidence, sabi, madam, kayang-kaya mo yan.
And, oh, we sige, always need an Ayin in our lives. Ako yung true, Ayin ko si JC. JC yung cheerleader. No, but how did you, how did you guys meet first?
Ayan, Ayin.
Love story.
Pandemic, diba? Tapos, kasi I started Camp Confidence. Remember, JC, how
way
I was
back,
consulting pa?
Yeah.
Tapos, sabi ko, I can't do this by myself. First of all, I don't think I have all of the qualifications, the knowledge about entrepreneurship to talk about entrepreneurship. Pero at the same time, ayoko mag-guest na mag-guest kasi nakakapagod mag-schedule.
Yeah.
So, sabi ko, I think I need a co-host. Pero sino? Tapos iniisip ko, I want somebody more experienced than me. But at the same time, gusto ko may ambag naman ako sa kanya, diba? Tapos I was looking through my Facebook friends list ng sino ba itong mga pwede, mga entrepreneur, mga nagsasabi. And then I stumbled upon Riza's profile. Tapos sabi ko, oh, may YouTube channel si Riza. Tapos pinanood ko. I was like, oh, she's well-spoken. Dami niyang alam. Tapos minessage ko siya. Sabi ko, hi, Riza. Do you have 5 minutes to, I have something to pitch you. Tapos ano sabi mo?
Tapos parang ako, no, nung nakareceive ako ng message from Ayin Bernos, kasi I have been following her. I loved her YouTube channel. Especially nung nasa Spain pa siya. Yun yung time na finalo ko siya. Tapos parang nung nakareceive ako ng message from her, in real life, oh my God, si Ayin Bernal na message sa akin. Pero ang reply ko lang, oh sure, yeah, this is my number, we can talk about it, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos nice. Okay, madam, go.
As afternoon, that was it. As in, we started recording Camp Confidence. Everything was virtual. As I think we really became closer because we kept recording stuff every week. Now we would talk about our life, our businesses, ganyan. Tapos, 4 months kami straight nag-record every week. And then afternoon, first time namin mag-meet, December na ata. Like, whoa, last December yeah. lang.
I saw that in your vlog, Riza. Diba, I did my research, diba?
Yeah. Hey, thank you,
yeah.
Aba.
Galing, huh?
Ayun nga. It was our pandemic constant.
Yeah. So you were a fan of Ayin's, ano? Sun-kissed? Welcome and welcome. Ano? Parang nga, Ayin, welcome back.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Ayin. Ano yun? Nakalimutan ko kasi Ayin
lang. Sun-kissed somewhere.
Yun.
Yeah. Wait, so how was it when you guys first saw each other, like physically? Like, it wasn't awkward. It wasn't awkward naman.
Girl!
Oh my gosh. Grabe, to actually connect with someone over, you know, just Zoom and...
Exactly.
That's
self pa yan.
And you're, you guys are so lucky to actually, that you found each other you guys connected.
Super duper.
Magkatabi kayo sa ano when in Manila... entrepreneur list. Nakita ninyo.
Yeah. That's how we met.
There you go. Did you see that? Yeah. Magkasunod kayo sa list.
I feel like you guys are closer than me and JC. Kami ni JC kasi hindi kami nag-uusap.
Scene zone.
Alam mo yung magsa-start ng conversation yung isa, hindi magre-reply yung isa.
Nako kami, parang virtual therapist namin yung isa't isa, I swear.
Oh, umiiyak kami.
Parang, madam, do you have 5 minutes? I need a pep talk. Ganun. So, anything under the sun, yan, pag-uusapan na.
Eto, how do you guys feel about this? Me and Jace, we haven't actually hugged.
We've never hugged, ever. And, put a fist bump lang kami, fist bump.
Elbow bump.
High five.
Hips.
So, when you guys work together, at the station...
Yeah. Wala talaga. Wala,
it's never happened. It's just there's never been an opportunity.
Wait, are you guys not huggers?
No, I'm not a huge hugger.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
We're huggers.
I love hugs.
So pag nakita-kita tayong apat, kayong dalawa na lang mag-hug, ah. Kayo, Riza and Ayin, kami ni JC are gonna be like, sup?
Ang weird kasi ngayon, pandemic. Oh, yeah, so parang I unlearned hugging, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Parang...
Oh, sige, oh, ito. I have something that I was actually just thinking about earlier. Like, how was it when you guys dated in your 20s? And especially now, how do you think like people in their 20s are dating? Kasi obviously, pandemic, you can't be touchy-touchy, feely. Right?
Ayin has a story. Ayin!
Ayin!
Can I just share?
Yes, okay.
I just got a boyfriend.
Parang ano lang, parang sweater. I just got a boyfriend.
I just got a boyfriend.
After work.
Tapos, I met him during the pandemic.
Wow, how was it?
So we met on Bumble and then...
Ooh.
Ano ba yun? Yeah, Bumble. Like, last year. Tapos, okay. Ang first date namin, we ran. As in, we did like 6K sa BGC.
Whoa.
Ganun. So parang ang naging bonding namin was working out outdoors.
Right.
And then eventually eating. Pero yeah, that's how I started dating
again. Alam ko na yung scenario nung tumatakbo ka. Ganito ka. Kabulin mo ako!
Hindi. Alam mo ba? Sobrang nakakainis.
Ay, kakainis.
Yun yung expectation ko. Expectation ko. Papabebe ako. Parang, ganda ka.
Cycling, ganyan.
Naka-athleisure, ganyan.
Naka-morena, the label t-shirt habang nagjajag.
Tapos ayaw niya mag-slow down. Tapos hingal na hingal ako, nakamask.
Please. Ikaw pala yung humahabol.
Ako yung humahabol.
And then how did it like progress? Did you ever think that this might not work? Because, you know, we're still on lockdown or or something. Yeah. Sorry to like pry into your relationship, but
no one's gonna hear this.
No one's gonna hear this.
No one's gonna hear this.
Yeah, well, they will. No, well, I honestly, kasi I've been single for almost 4 years, so hindi ko na talaga alam how people progress past the talking stage.
Right.
So
right.
Wala akong expectations. I was like, whatever. But then I guess because of the pandemic, I also became more intentional. Kasi nga, you know, you don't really meet a lot of people. So if I'm gonna spend time, it better be somebody worth it. So at least, you know, I hate meeting new people na, lalo na during the pandemic. So I was more selective, ganyan. Like, if you're not that interesting online, I'm not even gonna try to meet up with you. As right. in, sobrang wag na lang. So I didn't really have expectations, but happened.
Nice.
That's how it happens, though. Like,
yeah,
in a relationship, like, you never really expect it. It's not like you plan it. It's something that you can't plan. Or, Riza, tama ba? It's something that you
actually,
can't plan.
Yeah, actually, out of the four of us here, only one of us is married. I'll let you guys guess who it is. Not me.
Well, because I haven't been single since 18 years old. So, ano ba? Oh, since 18. So you've
been with the same
person. I had my first ever relationship. 18, tapos we broke up. Ano na, 24 ba ako nun? Kasi dumating si Josh, inagaw niya ako eh.
Ay, may agawan! Alright.
Well, yun. Pero ayun nga, I have been very traditional all this time in terms of dating, ganyan. Kasi ako kasi, parang I don't really waste time anymore. Parang kung ano ba, kung naglolokohan lang tayo, bye. I don't even have time to reply to people. Tapos, sayangin mo pa oras ko, ganun. So, ayun, very traditional ako.
So, you guys are not into the mind games?
I used to be. That was my sport. Hey.
Mind games all-star team.
Yeah. Kita mo yung bounce ka, Ian. Kita mo yung bounce ka. Shaken. Sige nga, tell us about, like, you know, something about that. I don't know.
No, no. Well, first of all, mind games daw.
Kaya nga ako sun-kissed somewhere, diba? Kasi lakwatsera ako. I don't date in Manila. Before, hindi ako nagda-date sa Manila. I was like, whenever I travel, that's when I'll meet people, go date around, ganyan. Yun lang. Tapos anyway, can I just say, maganda ako sa Pilipinas, pero sa Spain, ang ganda-ganda-ganda ko talaga.
Wow! Wait lang! Booking my flight to Spain?
Mag-enjoy ka talaga doon.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
They
That's
appreciate
cool.
the caramel skin.
You know what? This is a good time to finally, I mean, we've been talking a little bit about it, but to finally actually touch upon Camp Confidence. The Camp Confidence Radio is the official name of the podcast, but also part of Podcast Network Asia. Shout out, Podcast Network Asia. Yeah. So Aine, you started the podcast way back when was that, when you were just solo?
2018,
right?
2019.
Yeah. 18. And then you shared your story of how you got Riza as your co-host. April 2020, you both started it. So it's about confidence, self-improvement, success, self-love. I mean, everything that we've been talking about for the last almost hour. But for people who haven't heard, you know, for the Halalo Show fans or Leche fans who listen, how would you, since you're both entrepreneurs, yun na lang, how would you sell your podcast to our listeners?
Riza, go. Take a pitch.
The entrepreneur, take a pitch.
The entrepreneur. 5 minutes,
charot. Ayun nga, so Camp Confidence is basically, we are just your big artist in terms of self-confidence, life lessons, life hacks. Alam mo yun, parang we are the comfortable podcast na parang lagi nga nilang sinasabi na we are the long-lost mga kachika sa work. Parang kasi we also get mga comments on Instagram, on YouTube na ano, I miss having coworkers, and I feel like yung Camp Confidence yung lagi kong pinapakinggan even if I work. And
yeah.
I mean, then actually we get a lot of messages chill. Too, like that.
Diba?
Saying that it's like may kasama kami sa bahay or in the office and whatnot.
True.
But were you ever like big podcast listeners as well. Would you want to, I don't know, recommend a podcast that you'd like to listen to? And especially, I like what you asked before, kay Broadfitz, some books that you might want to recommend to our listeners.
I really was a big podcast fan. That's why. Alam niyo ba, pinapakinggan ko kayo nung nag-hike ako sa Spain.
Hey, no!
Yeah.
At least we kind of went to Spain.
Yeah. I was like on, as in like tuloy-tuloy, naka-queue yung episodes niyo. Kasi, first of all, I was so homesick. I just really wanted to, you know, learn about the Philippines again, mga TTs, ganyan. Tapos kayo yung pinapakinggan ko for that. But I guess yung Camp Confidence really, originally, it was parang the Filipino girl boss podcast because I wanted to learn about other people's success, ganyan. But now it has since evolved into a more, I think, parang less pressure, more hustle-free. Kasi you know how the hustle culture is kind of crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So we're more of a work in progress, be kind to yourself podcast. So I think it's a pretty good balance. But as far as yung mga favorite podcasts ko, I also like yung everything self-development. Yun yung ano ko eh. Okay. That's really my ano. So The Science of Happiness, ganyan.
I like that.
Do you like it? Oh, yeah. I love that. Yan. Oprah. Soul, Super Soul. Yeah.
How about thought leaders in the things that you really think about, like in you know, your business or self-care, confidence? Riza, Ayin, who do you look up to? Because everyone kind of looks up to somebody, an expert in their field or something that they're trying to learn. Who are the ones that you really would recommend to our listeners to learn from, other than Camp Confidence Radio, but from... like your personal experience?
Ako, definitely. I really look up to Sofia Amoruso. I'm not sure if you know Girl Boss. She is my OG. I just actually recently connected with her and I'm so kilig. Na parang,
wow.
She likes my Instagram post. Mga nag-reply siya sa Instagram stories ko. Who is she? Ganun. So I just really like how she's also a work in progress. Yung parang kebs siya to the world kung anong sabihin ng iba. This is what I do. And I just feel like ang dami ko ring natututunan sa kanya. That's one. Girl Boss Radio, that's number one. Tim Ferriss Show, I also like that. Mga ganaps nila doon. Ano pa ba? Hindi ako masyadong podcast person, pero I would actually recommend mga YouTube channels na.
Yeah.
I am
go ahead.
Into Matt D'Avella.
I love Matt D'Avella.
Yes, JC.
True, Ali Abdal, ano pa? Mga Lavender, mga... Oh, Ruin at Sai. Ang dami ko ng... Reco, sorry. Ulitin ko. Mattia Vella, Ali Abdal, Lavender, Ruin at Sai, and Michelle B. Ayan, five Recos.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's something that I know, definitely I'll be checking out. Kasi, I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm more of a visual person. So as much as I like podcasts, I'm really more into, what do you call this? YouTube videos. Oh, also, I wanted to ask you, do you guys watch The Bold Type?
I finished it now.
I binged it too.
I'll take that down.
Yes, please. And I feel like it's something that, I don't know, everybody needs, like people who are similar to me, I feel like I want them to watch it too, because it's something that I want to experience in my own life, especially them being so sex positive. I love that. And actually, I was just, we had like a Bold Type moment, me and my friends the other day. We were just talking about like the sex toys that we wanted to buy over, you know, on Instagram. And we were at a restaurant. And then in my head, it wasn't empty, but there was this one girl there, one like woman just having lunch. And then we weren't also shouting. We were just having a conversation. In my head, alam mo yung parang internalized ano man tawag mo doon? Internal, like, I don't know, misogyny? I don't know. Kasi in my head, I was thinking, are we being too loud or parang nambabastos ba kami or whatever? But, and then I had to check myself because it's something that exists. You know, we're just talking about it. And it's not like we're using it now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. If they feel like they're offended, they can leave. I mean, we're not going to leave. We're not offending anybody. Mm-hmm. So I like that effect on things that I feel like we connect with. Like, let's say for people who listen to you guys, yeah, or for people who watch Matt on YouTube. Diba?
Can you imagine really if nice. I started the same story? So Rika, I was with my friends talking about sex toys. And
yeah, dude.
I was with my friend talking about what sex toys he wanted to buy.
There's internalized Catholic schoolgirl, sorry.
It is. It is. And then it is. What happened was the woman in the restaurant didn't mind. She was just like chilling.
They shouldn't
with her
mind
salad. Yeah. Okay. So nagkaroon kami ng ano, the add to cart moment.
I wonder what did you get?
Basta parang I haven't gotten it because I'm waiting for the sale. Basta parang siyang ganun, tas may suction dito.
Is it the rabbit?
No.
Do you know the name?
Wait lang. I have to search for it. But yeah. And the store is just in Ortigas, which is super close.
Yung sa ano, dito sa Metrowalk.
Metrowalk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
But
who did I interview?
Can't relate.
I was a South person before because of my ex, so I kind of know also.
Anyway, Camp Confidence, you just finished your third season, correct? Like you just finished season three.
Yes.
So let's just do a little quick review of your latest season. What have been the episodes that people have really, I'm sure all of them, but what are the ones that people, do you have a name of your fan group, by the way? Like Confidentials or something? I don't know.
The Madams.
The Madams.
The
ones that the Madams have really clicked with or the great feedback that you've received from your episodes during season three. Have you really found like a specific episode that really clicked with everyone?
Ano ba? I think the most DMs I got, I believe, was turning passion into profits. How about you, madam? I think that was that talaga. Maraming naka-relate na parang, oh, really? I can be multi-passionate and stuff. So, and I also think the finance episode was also good. I had great feedback with that as well.
When people also like the ano, yung finding your passion and your purpose and your why. Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganong stuff. I think people are very confused rin and they want to discuss yung their existential crisis. And honestly, like we also have that kasi I think the misconception is when you are doing well career-wise, ganyan, people think you have everything together, but it's really not like that. So we try to be open about those things and at least it's comforting to some of our listeners na we are a work in progress and we struggle too. So ayun.
Yeah, it's preach. It's nice that you guys are open about that. That you know you guys aren't perfect, even though we are successful. It's a work in progress. Because honestly, when I do find like let's say YouTubers or content creators who are in the same path as me, I don't want to look for or I don't want to see somebody already up there. Yung parang I want somebody who's going to be with me in my journey, you know, that can inspire me. So I don't want somebody who's perfect. I think that's also the reason why sometimes I tune out from content creators who are like, oh, look at me buying this and that. And I'm that's with this celebrity. Yung parang hindi ka na attainable, hindi ka na reachable. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, they're just living their life. But for me, I'm going to look for other content creators who are, you know, I feel like or more yun nga, relatable.
The way you describe really nice. the podcast and you know the episodes that click with your listeners, it's like for the people with going through their quarter life crisis. that's how I don't mean to be facetious. I feel like I found some success in life, but also at the same time I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And it's really great that you both kind of acknowledge that, but also have the, you know, you have the credentials to show like, hey, look what we've done, even though we're not, you know, perfect or we don't have everything figured out. We're doing the best that we can. And I think that's the whole mentality behind Camp Confidence Radio. So to all the Halala Show listeners, go give Camp Confidence Radio a shot.
They are
just finished season 3, but what's anything on the horizon for season 4? What's any plans yet? I know you're both busy making many money.
Siyempre, nag-strat planning na kami niyan.
Yeah. Mag-strat planning din tayo.
First of all, what is a strat plan?
What is that?
We planned out 24 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in
we
one
don't even
sitting.
Know what's going to be the next episode for hours. But you know what? Can I just share? Actually, you shared about like your Google Calendar. And then I started using my, although not the Google Calendar, I started using my calendar on my laptop now more because I was such a big planner user before when, you know, you buy the coffee, you get the planner. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I would get my money's worth because it would be so thick at the end of the year. But now because, you know, there's really not much going on, I felt like it wasn't worth it to buy. So this year and even last year, I didn't get my planner and I felt like my life was blah. Mm-hmm. So when I found I think it was your Instagram story, Ayin, I started using my Mac planner/calendar a lot. And now it's like in color coded tabs and I have the Zoom link.
Love
there.
It.
Yeah. I felt like at least in that portion of my life, I'm organized, even though right now I have half a salad eaten. I have an open container of a soda or whatever, water. But at least in that part, I'm a little organized. So thank you for sharing that. See? It works,
it's really, it's for peace of mind. Because for me, like, I don't organize my life because I need structure and everything in its place. It's more for me so I can calm down. It's my anxiety. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've been reading or I've been watching a lot of videos from people who use planners. They say that they don't actually, or from what I've seen, they don't actually plan. It's more like just bullet points of what you want to do in the day. And what I also do is if I know in my head I can't do it in a day, I put, let's say, study or memorize 5 words. I put it for the whole week so that I don't feel bad if I don't get to memorize it today, at least at the end of the week. Parang ganun. Such a big planner user talaga, as in. Ano?
Na-imagine ko naka-steadler ka ba nung high school?
Yeah, and I would have like photos and tickets. It's more like a planner journal.
Journal, yeah.
Yeah, planner journal. So,
love.
Yeah. My gosh. Okay, so anyway.
Is there a release date for the first of the 24 episodes of the next season? Wala pa. You're still planning it?
Next week?
Next week. We are filming next week and then Sunday after that week.
Great. Yeah. Perfect. I guess on that note, of course, once again, check out Camp Confidence Radio, but also if you want to plug your business, I know it's already in the intro of your Camp Confidence, but
your business and
you have to do your, I know, your TikTok intro. It's the best shit ever. Hello everybody, welcome to the internet.
Yung sa intro. Go. 1, 2, 3. Hello, class. It's your human dictionary translator, context provider, English teacher. Back at it again with another word of the day.
Yes.
So, Ian, where can they find you on TikTok,
plug your social media account.
I go. Marina, the label, everything.
Yeah, you guys can find me. That's Ayin Bernos, AYNBERNOS, and Marina, the label on Instagram. Thank you guys so much. Sa Camp Confidence. Hope we see you there as well.
True. Ako naman, you can go ahead and see me. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Riza Lana. Tapos ang aking mga business babies, I call my business babies. You can follow them on at lana.ph, at mink.ph, at taraala.ph, at wim.manila, at ambush.ph. And we are actually launching a restaurant as well, hopefully this July. We are opening up a restaurant. It's a pizza place.
No.
Yes,
so
I love pizza.
If you want us to cover the opening,
the media launch.
Yes, media launch. Oh my gosh. Again, I would love to have you.
But yeah, thank you guys for joining us. It was really fun. I wish we could extend like maybe 2 more hours, but I'm sure we can guest you again like another time and we'll definitely see you around.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, Riza, we just met you for the first time today as well. But when we end the show here, we do everything with our, you know, our mouths, that's what we call it, sound effects. We do the extra song and then we ask our guests to say Hala Hala Show just at the end. I think Ayin, you know this now. But so sabay na lang ayo. Rika and I will do the extra song and then after we're done, I'll just point and then you guys just do the Hala Hala Show. Okay? Ready?
Okay, G.
Rika G.
Hala Hala Show.
Hey.
Yay!
I'm not so sure.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.